May 15th, 2019, 1:35. I just deleted an 8-minute recording. I am having a very difficult time figuring out how to explain this. I have spent the morning putting up the first 7 videos of The Apostate Bride of Christ, and here comes the devil strike again. What would be one of my greatest evidences that God and the devil exist? How many hundreds of times I have captured that when I'm doing what God has asked me to do according to His Spirit, there right after, somewhere near the timing of it, comes an unthinkable, totally shocking strike from the devil. 3 days ago, my wife and I reconnect after a month of not speaking. I go to her, tell her that me, the Father, and the Son miss her, even though she's walked away. I gave her kisses on her forehead, hugged her, told her I expect nothing different from her. I just wanted her to know that she was loved and missed. She embraces me, showers me with affection. It was enjoyable for both of us. 2 days after, there's a distancing, a coldness. Come home today. She's made me some oatmeal at my request. She's very short and not mean, but very short, aloof, makes me the oatmeal and listens to me say a few things, walks out of the room, makes no touching, no affection, no nothing. I can tell something's wrong. I follow her in the room and ask her, is she aware of this hot and cold thing that she does? Is she aware that, you know, like just yesterday you were fine, 2 days ago you were even more fine, now today you're aloof and there's just this hot and cold thing back and forth? And she said, you don't know why? Basically, she then spent about 20 minutes, to my great horror and shock, telling me that she is essentially, and I'm sitting here listening to her, and I'm praying while I'm saying, God, please keep me calm. Help me to receive this, Lord. Help me to stand in Jesus' name. I'm just praying so that I can receive this. I'm not saying a word. I'm not getting elevated in heart rate. I'm listening to all of this as my wife continues to bout off things that are some true. Obviously, all the devil's lies have some truth in it. The majority of it is completely false. All of the facts and details have been twisted in her mind to the point of her saying now that for 3 years she's never once and I couldn't believe what she was saying. I said, Persis, do you hear what you're just saying? Do you hear what you're saying? It's not even true. I said, I wish I had a recording of the hundreds of times perhaps. And so it was a real just affront. It was a real shocking putting down. It's a complete contradiction of the last time she came and had a quote, you know, husband-wife talk with me sitting here in the house where she accused me of, and now she's telling me, and oh, let me assure you that, you know, when I leave, that it has nothing to do with this. She wanted to make sure she assured me that it wouldn't, she's not leaving to go. She's still, you know, just waiting to see what's going to happen. She had to throw that in there. And man, I could not believe what I was hearing. It was humiliating. It was painful. It was hurtful. Man, how horrible is that to hear from your wife? Because she's so carnal, she is so deceived by the devil, she doesn't even know what it is that's irritating her, and she's just like before where she jumped from one set of principles or stories or theme in the Bible to another to make meaning out of her life. She's now doing the same thing to make meaning out of why it is she's so miserable. First it's this, then it's this, then it's this, and now it's that she's... It's all my fault, that I'm no better than... So this was very, very painful. And for her to sit here under something that is no less than a delusion and yet be so completely convinced in her mind. And I offered her, I said, listen, I'm willing, if you want to let me communicate some things to you, I am willing to be able to try to help this way for you. And she says, no, she says, you know, I don't want to get my expectations up and all that. You know, it's more painful to just to do. And I just, I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, I'm not believing this. She kind of stabs me in the back repeatedly with certain things. And then wonders why I'm not, you know, just all over her. It's, man, it's very hurtful. Again, I have to trust that the Father allows all of this. And you know, I think I've handled it much, much better. Thank you, Jesus Christ, who's keeping me in perfect peace. Now I'll have to guard against the enemy's flaming arrows. it did get to the point where it started to hurt enough that I could feel it in my body. When she said to me, she said, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, what are you talking about? And so, man, it was just a real strike at the heart. What a just real strike at the heart. Basically, wow. Just wow. You know, but at the same time, I have to recognize that this is a good, painful crisis for her. That this is a way that God is breaking her. Maybe the Lord Himself has done this to bring her to a crisis. And, you know, I got to be really careful and make this huge point that Persis has to come to some crisis. In order for her to ever get broken, she has to come to a crisis. And it turns out that her Buddhism stuff isn't working. I mean, let this be a perfect 100% proof that her Buddhist desire stuff is not working. Because she was in tears over this a few times talking to me just now about how painful it was. She says, do you have any idea what it would be like? And I'm sitting here going, wow, if you were a Christian, you would never, if you were truly a Christ follower, you would never say that. You would work with your spouse and you would communicate, but you would never say it like this. And first of all, lie. Or create with a, come up with an illustration that's a lie. And so I have to thank God that my wife is having a crisis. Her religion isn't working to keep it down. I'm doing fine. She doesn't realize how much I could say that to her in these exact same ways. She's not able to see her responsibilities. She's not able to see her liabilities in this, her difficulties in this at all. So I have to just thank God for it, that Lord Jesus Christ let her have these desires. Let her come crumbling and crashing. Let her be miserable. Let her do whatever it takes for her to, that God would allow her to fall flat. I mean, what a creepy thing to say. Trying to be kind about it, but man, just driving the stake. I think, again, I now know more how Jesus feels when we falsely accuse him of not being a good lover. When we tell him, you know, Jesus, you're just not good at making me comfortable. You're just not good at solving my problems. You're just not good at answering my prayers. You're just not good at making me feel good about this relationship. Again, I'm seeing an analogy in all these different aspects that Persis and I are going through. But now I'm going to shut off the recording and I'm going to pray. This is a strike of the devil. I'm going to thank God for it. I'm going to ask him to protect my heart from offense. I'm going to pray for my wife. And man, oh man, oh man, this is tough. This is so tough to have a wife who you would hope you could communicate with. But you cannot communicate with a person who's blind. You just cannot do it.